Shavua Tov, Gedevach, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. When Yaakov Avinu gives out the brachas to his sons, each one of them requires analysis, and they're all written in poetic form, but one which is particularly confounding is the bracha that Yaakov gives to Yosef. Says the pasuk, Bein parat Yosef, bein parat aleayin, banos tzada aleshur. So this language of bein parat Yosef, bein parat aleayin, all the Mefarshim wonder what exactly does this mean. Rashi famously says, what's bein paras? It means ben chen, somebody who has chen, somebody who has grace, charming, has a nice way about them. And given the uniqueness of this word, Rashi sort of admits that this is not Lashon HaKodesh, the hu Lashon Arami. This stems from Aramaic, Lashon Arami. Okay, so this is Rashi's take, Ben Parat Yosef, he has charm and grace and a sense of kindness about him. Okay, a beautiful bracha, no doubt. However, the word itself is so difficult that the Medrash cites a few different opinions as to what exactly it means. So the Medrash Rabbah says the following, Bein Parat Yosef is what? Not Parat from the Aramaic, which means charming, but rather it is from Lashon HaKodesh, and it shares the shorish of the word Hafara, which means to destroy or to nullify or void. And so this is how the Medrash understands this quote-unquote bracha that Yaakov is giving Yosef. Bein Sheheferu Lo Echav. He is the son who voided, who destroyed the relationship with his brothers, i.e. he spoke Lashon Hara about them. Bein Sheheferu Lo Echav, and the son whose brothers destroyed the relationship, voided the relationship with him. So the bracha starts out really talking about this destroyed relationship between Bnei Yisrael, Yosef, and his brothers. Continues the Medrash, Bein Sheheferu Lo Adonaso, Bein Sheheferu Lo Adonaso. He is the one who voided, who destroyed, who nullified his mistress of the house, meaning Eshes Potiphar. He destroyed her strategies, her plans for Yosef. Bein Sheheferu Lo Adonaso, and this is the one, the Bein, the son, who his mistress, the head of her household, the woman of the house, that she basically destroyed him. And of course, this is talking about the relationship between Yosef and Eshes Potiphar, where she tried to seduce him, and he fended off her seduction attempts, and she ultimately, you know, destroyed him by having him thrown in prison. So the Medrash says that our bracha here of Bein Paras Yosef, Bein Paras Aliyah, and this Bein Parat Yosef is referencing the word Parat is from Hefer, and this is all about the destroyed relationships in Yosef's life. Doesn't sound like much of a bracha on the face of it. The Medrash continues. Amar Rabbi Avin, Ben Paros Revisa, Ben Peros Revisa Yosef. So the word Ben Paras in this pasuk is not from the Lashon of Heferu, but it's from the Lashon of Paros. Paros are cows, and Peros is produce. So Rabbi Avin says that the bracha here of Ben Paran Yosef is that he is the one who achieved greatness through cows and produce. And this is referring to the cows and the produce of Paro's dreams. So when Paro dreamt about the cows and Yosef interpreted them, and Paro dreamt about the sheaves and Yosef interpreted that. So these are ultimately what enabled Yosef to rise to the level of being Mishnah Lamelech to Paro. So this is the bracha. The bracha is that he was an interpreter of dreams, and through this led to greatness for Yosef. The Medrash continues. Bein Parat Yosef just says, Parat Yosef, Ravis Yosef. In other words, Horat here is from the Lashon Pri, but it means here, in this third rendition of the Medrash, not Porat of destruction of Hafer, not Peros or Paros from Paro's dreams, but rather it is Pri, the fruit tree, meaning that Yosef is compared somehow to a fruit tree, and he had great success, he achieved greatness in life. And here the Medrash seems to attempt to explain what his greatness was caused by. So says the Medrash, Bechulan ksiv batigashna hashvachos. When going back in time, we look at the story of Yaakov reuniting with his brother Esav. When Yaakov meets Esav, he presents all of his family to Esav for review. And the pasuk says, by all of the other wives and children, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah, Batigashna Hashvachos, they presented the mothers, the wives, Batigashna Leah, presented the Leah, so he presents the wives and their children. But the pasuk says, when it comes to Yosef and Rachel, in Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Vav, when it comes to Yosef and Rachel, the order is switched. Instead of saying Rachel the Yosef, instead of saying mother and son, it rather says Yosef the Rachel. So, Vatigash Nehashvachos V'yaldehen, Vatigash Leah V'yaldeha, when it comes to Yosef, it's Nigash Yosef or Rachel. So the Medrash here is saying that there's a reason for the switch. And the reason for the switch gives us an indication about something extraordinary about Yosef HaTzadik. And what was that? That Yosef saw, even as a young boy, that he felt that his mother might be in danger in the face of the beast of Esav, person who was known for Shvichas Damim, Gilei Arayos, and terrible things, Avodah Zarah, everything, you know, all the bad things that one could think of. And Yosef, even as a young boy, sensed that his mother could be in harm's way. And he put himself in between Rachel and Esav. All the other wives and mothers, it's Batikashna Shvachos V'yaldeham, Leah V'yaldeha. But with Yosef, it's Yosef and Rachel. Yosef put himself before Rachel. And for that act of self-sacrifice, for being willing to put himself in harm's way to protect his mother, concludes the Medrash, Alai lifroa lecha. I, Hashem, as it were, not as it were, Hashem, I have to pay you back for noticing the danger that your mother was in and for stepping into the breach. So that's Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Aleayim. So what is the Medrash getting at here? We have like four different understandings of what Porat means. Does it mean destruction, destroying the relationships of brothers in Eshes Potiphar? Does it mean Paros, the cows of Paro's dream? Does it mean Peros, the produce of his dreams? Does it mean Porat just being fruitful and achieving a greatness? Or does it come from the word Lifroa? Lifroa, which means to pay back. Hashem paying back Yosef. So I think you have to look at this Medrash as one unified whole. And we'll look at it from front to back and then back to front. If we look at it front to back, starting from the beginning, the Medrash is saying that Yosef experienced great challenges in life. He experienced the problems with his brothers, the problems with Eshes Potiphar. Even being in Paro's house and having to interpret the dreams, this was not easy stuff. This was risky business. And this was, at the very least, challenging and perhaps even life-threatening. But, says the Medrash, after all of that, Bein Porat Yosef, Yosef achieved greatness. Yosef was willing to put himself into the breach, to sacrifice, and put himself out there, and as a consequence of that, he achieved greatness. So you'll say, what do you mean? He was willing to. He was thrown into the pit. He was sold to Potiphar. He was put in a position to interpret Paros. He didn't volunteer, you know, for this life. But the message of the Medrash is that Hashem put Yosef into these positions because he knew that Yosef was up for the task. And that task was to take one for the team. He was the one who was capable of withstanding the pressure. And he was the one who would be able to stand firm and strong and risk everything on the line where somebody else might have caved. And how do we, the reader of the Torah, know that this is part of Yosef's DNA? And this is where the Medrash concludes. Even when Yosef was a young boy, Atigashna Hashvachos, all the other mothers went first and the children went after. But when it came to Yosef, Yosef went before Rachel. Because even as a young boy, he had it within him. It was part of his essence of who he was, that he could not sit by and watch another person in difficulty. And he, even if it meant sacrificing himself, he was willing to do it. And that explains the Medrash going forward. But now we look at the Medrash going backward. The very last thing in the Medrash is that Hashem pays back Yosef for being willing to sacrifice himself for his mother. And now read the Medrash backwards. This is why he has success in life. This is why he was put in a position to interpret Paro's dreams, which leads him to success. This is why he is in the house of Ashes Potiphar, because that leads to his success. This is why he was in the position where he and his brothers had the hafara, had the destroyed relationship, because all of these things, while on face value look like they are a direct pathway to tragedy and to oblivion, they are actually the pathways to greatness. Hashem paid Yosef back by putting him in all these situations. How ironic. Most of us go through life, and when we are faced with difficult, challenging, bleak, and dark moments, we feel that that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoning us. And what the Medrash is saying, that in the toughest of times, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in situations that we are entirely capable of overcoming. Maybe overcoming doesn't mean overcoming even the way we think it means to overcome. But it means that we have the capability to go through that experience and draw something from it and have the learning and growth that is necessary for us, whether it is what we think means success or what is actual success. In Yosef's case, success meant being able to save his brothers in the end. And every single one of these experiences along the way, which each of them seemed that they were furthering him at face value, initially, furthering him into oblivion, they actually were furthering him on the ladder of success. So this Medrash is read in both directions. It's read forwards, that Yosef was always a person who put himself out there and was up for the task, for sacrificing for his family, for his brother, for himself, for his values. And it's read backwards. Each one of these is actually lifroa. It's Hashem paying Yosef back. It's giving him the gift of being able to become the great individual that he would be destined to be. And so I think that the message of this Medrash is palpably clear in our particular time in Jewish history, when we find ourselves in a moment of terrible darkness and bleakness and blackness, and sometimes even feeling a sense of despair. But when we feel those moments that we are attracted to a feeling of despair, we have to remind ourselves of the message of the Chachamim in understanding the bracha of Bein Parad Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunities, even when they seem like struggle and difficulty, that they are there for us to grow and learn and emerge stronger, more powerful, more vital, more profound than ever before. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we should be able to see that pathway to greatness and take the actions and decisions and steps that will lead us to that greatness, whether it's more kavana and davening, whether it's greater acts of chesed, whether it is greater a Talmud Torah, or simply being able to experience the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu guiding our daily lives, feeling the hashkacha in our lives, and then acting in a way that brings the light and love of the Ribbono Shel Olam into the world. And perhaps, and just perhaps, if we're able to do that a little more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift the darkness from this time and show us the extraordinary light, the extraordinary Yeshua, the Geula Shleima B'mehera V'Yameinu. Amen.